Forced organ harvesting on an industrial scale is a fruit of communism. Commentary. The forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners for the purpose of transplanting their organs on an industrial scale is unprecedented in history. Never before were people persecuted for their spiritual beliefs and then killed to foster a lucrative business in such a manner. For 18 years, the international community has received news and information about this abhorrent practice in China via all kinds of formats, yet has not fully recognized the horror. How did we get to this point? The Chinese Communist Party did not come to power by vote of the Chinese people. The CCP grabbed power in China when conditions allowed. Technically, the Chinese people are being held hostage by the CCP, a typical pattern in authoritarian societies. They did not vote themselves into the totalitarian society. They were subdued. Thus, having come to power by unnatural forces, the CCP has one fear. What if the Chinese people realize that their freedom was stolen? In a state of paranoia, the CCP has taken all kinds of actions to prevent that from happening. The one-party state has to ensure that any other opinions that differ from the CCP, must never reach the ears and eyes of the Chinese people. Through propaganda, or what you could call a ministry of misinformation, the CCP had to suffocate and erase anything that would sound like independent thinking. It was noted in the Financial Times in 2017 that the president of the Chinese Supreme Court acknowledged that the CCP is above the Chinese Constitution. Not even the Chinese Constitution is important enough to be tolerated by the CCP. In short, the CCP does not tolerate anything and anyone outside its own reign. The CCP is intolerant to the core. Instead of abiding by international regulations, the CCP is instead changing those regulations to meet its own standards. Tolerance is the enemy of the CCP. Unfortunately, Falun Gong, with its spiritual tenet of being tolerant and forbearing, did not fit with this nature of the CCP. In order to secure the one-party opinion and to eradicate any other opinions, the CCP had to resort to force and oppression. The 1989 student democracy movement in China is probably the most famous example in recent history to illustrate to what extent the CCP is willing to crack down on another opinion. The June 4th protest ended in a massacre of 3,000 students, the same number of killed people for whom the United States went to war after September 11th. The use of deadly force against its own people reveals another feature of the CCP, ruthless brutality. Unfortunately, Falun Gong, with its spiritual tenet of being compassionate and benevolent, did not fit with this nature of the CCP. A totalitarian regime still depends on the people that it oppresses. It needs farmers, workers, policemen, soldiers, and families for the future of the country. But if the people realize that they are oppressed or held hostage, that non-party line opinions are prohibited, and that there is state-sanctioned brutality, then the society becomes unstable. It became paramount to control news and information so that the truth would not reach the people. The 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre is nowhere found on Chinese internet search engines. Unfortunately, Falun Gong, with its spiritual tenet of being truthful and honest, did not fit with this nature of the CCP. Falun Gong has been subject to a brutal persecution by the CCP since 1999 simply because Falun Gong practitioners lived by spiritual tenets that the CCP was afraid of. From the perspective of the CCP, Falun Gong practitioners were enemies of the state, probably the most peaceful enemies of a state in the history of the world, as Falun Gong practitioners did not get involved in the business of the CCP. But the CCP would not be the CCP if it didn't deploy misinformation, lies, and brutal methods against Falun Gong. In the eyes of the CCP, Falun Gong practitioners were people without the protection of laws and the Constitution. Falun Gong practitioners became a living, mass of bodies that was subject to forced labor and torture. Forced labor was profitable. Torture and death were a way to eradicate the unwanted citizens. Why not combine both approaches? Kill the unwanted and turn the bodies into a profitable source of transplant organs was the CCP's thinking. In a communist society, any criticism against forced organ harvesting is impossible, as no second opinion is permitted. Any ethical concerns about forced organ harvesting are suffocated, as there is no room for compassion. And any reporting about forced organ harvesting is silenced or twisted, as truth is an enemy of the Communist Party. Forced organ harvesting is a fruit of communism. It is not a transplant abuse limited to China. It is a transplant abuse that could occur in any communist or authoritarian society as a method to eradicate anything that could remind the people, the hostages, that there is goodness beyond communism. In July, Bill S. 4914 was introduced to the Senate. The bill is a moderate approach to curb forced organ harvesting in China. If passed before the end of the year, it will give hope to those who are now treated as expendable, profitable biomass in China. Passing S. 4914 would be another voice, a contrast to the CCP's one-party monopoly on opinions. It would express care and compassion for those who don't have a voice to speak for themselves. And it would state the truth that killing people for their beliefs is criminal.